Motherfucking Big Sean. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all gonna stop playing with Big Sean. That's what I know. That's what I motherfucking know. It's been a lot of shit. A lot of shit going on, but y'all not gonna sleep on Big Sean, yo. We got to shine some light on this motherfucking single, okay? It's called Precision. Okay. Make sure y'all goddamn checking that shit out. Fuck wrong with it.
It was supposed to be part of the big three.
They put my man Big Sean in the mid-three.
Fuck you mean, I'm the generous
king for real. Put that shit in the motherfucking mid-three.
And it ain't even made.
And he's damn sure not. But that's what I say. I say everybody in the mid three was talented. But if you want to look at like record sales, how like the niggas' fan base is and shit like that, I can see why they get the lower. You know,
if him, Wale, and Cuddy went on tour right now, that'd be one of the biggest tours this year.
Really?
Because it's niggas like it's niggas that's really not as big on the Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole shit. They really fuck with the Big Sean. It's niggas out there that still wait for Wale. It's niggas that's out there that was excited about this rather than the other shit.
I mean, I feel you, but shit.
The big three parts? The other big three?
We gonna see. We gonna see.
If they came up with a name like that called the other big three,
we gonna motherfucking see. That's what I know. We gonna figure it out. That fucking dude. Fucking dude. Welcome back to this week's episode. Welcome back. Okay, it is Talks with Slick. Hi. It's episode 136. Dumb. Okay, we getting back into the swing of things.
Getting back up there.
I like the way it sounds.
All right.
All right, so this week's episode, we're going to talk about love or money. I do feel like this is like a really good episode. And you know, a lot of times I be kind of hard on the women sometimes. I be knowing that. I be noticing it.
How you be hard on them?
I feel like I do a lot of topics where I kind of like expect certain things out of the women. You feel me? Like,
you trying to make them take that A word? Accountability?
Maybe.
That A word, get them scared out here.
I think this one for the fellas, though.
Yeah.
This one for the fellas. So, you know, I like to always talk about where the topic idea came from. Mm-hmm. I more so came up with this topic because of a tweet that I saw.
Okay.
So, it was like this nigga basically was saying, like, he couldn't really like focus on his girl and like do the things that he wanted to do for her, or you know, like show up for her in a certain type of way because his finances wasn't together.
Understandable.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As a grown woman, understandable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But walk with me.
Just walk with me.
You feel me? Because then, you know, we have these same men and a lot of other men who talk about how they don't want to be used for their money, or they worried about women being gold diggers. So it kind of led me to the question, what do men want to be used for? Their love or their money?
Mm-hmm.
And when I posed the conversation, a lot of people wanted to focus on the word used. And I'm so sorry to them. I just want to be clear and let them know that that's just the truth of the matter. I know used doesn't sound like a good word. It has a lot of negative connotation behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that's just what it is. Like, men are used for protection and providing. Women are used for nurturing. You know what I'm saying? Making a house a home. Like, that's just the reality of it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to harp on the word used so much where it's like, y'all missing the fucking point.
Right. Don't miss the point.
Don't miss the fucking point. You feel me? Like, I at the end of the day, we are used for these things, and that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? When a man settles down with a woman, it's because she can provide a certain type of lifestyle for the home or even for, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
baby, that's what you use. That's what he's using you for. And vice versa as to whatever it is you're using him for. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You may not like how it sounds, but at the end of the day, if that man wasn't providing and making you feel like a queen or whatever else, that's what you're using him for. That's what he's there for.
Right.
So I don't want people to harp on that. But again, it makes me pose the question, what do you want to be used for? Mm-hmm. And I love that I have a male co-host for when I'm digging into niggas' asses, because
No diddy.
But like, I want to know, like, what would you rather be used for? Would you want a woman to be here for the love that you give, or would you want a woman to be here for the money that you provide?
The love, and I'm just keep 100. With me, I feel like I lead with love. I don't lead with money. I don't never leave my pockets. I don't never, you feel me? That's not me. But when it's time to do those things, when it's beneficial for both of us, I guess you could say in a sense, I have no problem doing that. But I'd rather be used for love, because let me just keep it real. A lot of women just need love, and they be faking like they don't. They be faking like they need, I need him to do this, I need him to do that. Yeah, that's going to come, but right now, baby girl, you might just need some love. You might just need somebody to cater to the simple things that when you be tweeting, oh, I wish I had this, or oh, it'd be good to have these kind of things. That's me. Mm-hmm. I'm the one that fill those voids in those areas. And then, yeah, once we get into our relationship, our dating, or whatever the case may be, and it's time for me to lead in that financial part or handling shit that way, I have no problem with doing that. But I'm leading with love. And if the energy not giving me the same on that tip, then it's really not much that I guess left for me to do, in a sense.
Yeah.
But again, like, I don't leave with my pockets. But when it's time to, I have no problem with taking care of the bill. I don't have a problem with taking you out or doing things that, you feel me, a man is supposed to do.
Yeah.
Now, when you say, oh boy, felt like he couldn't because of his financial situation, I totally understand that completely, because life.
That's where I was going to take it, because I posed the questions to some of the listeners, and I was asking the women, like, what basically would you want from a man, the love or the money?
Mm-hmm.
And ask the men, what would they prefer, you know, a woman want, the love or the money? And a lot of the guys did say, you know, that they would prefer the woman be there for the love.
Yeah.
However, going back to that statement, and that being such a real statement, and that being, because, you know, I like to also express the fact that, you know, I have four blood brothers. You know, I grew up predominantly around guys. Mm-hmm. So it's like the male perspective I truly understand and have seen more of in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And there are way more men that I know. I won't speak for men in general.
Mm-hmm.
But there are way more men that I know that feel like they can't provide that love for a woman when their finances are fucked up, because they are locked into getting their finances back.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it makes me feel like, well, what do you want a woman to want you for?
Mm-hmm.
Because if she can be there while you're going through your storm, don't you think that's the woman that you want to, like, keep locked in once you come out of that storm?
Yeah.
And if you lose her because now you can't show her the attention that she needs or give her the love that she's requesting, because you so locked in on making sure your shit straight, you end up finding a bitch that only wants you for your money.
Yeah.
Because now that you back up and you possibly don't have this woman no more, you know what I'm saying? You find a woman that might possibly be like, oh, I see he got his shit together.
Mm-hmm.
Now I see he got a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now I see that, you know, he takes care of his family. He loves his children. He's dependable. He's reliable. You know what I'm saying? You see, oh, well, he can buy me this. He can take me here. He can make it look like that. Mm-hmm. And now you got a bitch that's there for your money.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you choosing to focus on when it comes to finding a woman that you genuinely want to be?
I think in a situation like that, it all depends on where your woman is with her thinking of why you're saying this. Like, mm-hmm. Hey, look, I want to do X, Y, and Z with you, but financially, I might not be in that position. And her, good women still give attitude. We ain't even going, you feel me?
Hello?
Good women still feel away. So
how do we get there?
Because when you have, hello? When you're trying to get yourself,
hello, are
when
you
you're
okay?
Trying to get yourself together,
are you okay over there?
She may, I don't want to stir nothing in the house.
Is he okay over there?
That good woman still got an attitude. Shit, kind of, you feel me? But
hello,
when some women cop on that attitude rather than really understanding, like, yo, this nigga is really trying his hardest to mm-hmm. put his best foot forward, or he's really trying to get to a point where he can do these things for me, I'm being impatient.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of throwing little slurs out there.
Going to rap.
You feel me? I'm kind of like, not in a sense, and some women may not do it purposely, but some women will throw little shots that belittle a nigga in a sense that have him be like, well, the fuck? Like, I thought this was, hold on, you okay. And it make a nigga shut down in a sense. It make a nigga feel less appreciated because, shorty, I'm not trying to be without you, but I'm trying to make some shit right so that we can be good. Like, I know you want to go on a date here. I know you probably want flowers right there. And yeah, this shit may be in a nigga budget, but sometimes when a nigga know the overall goal, like, yo, I really don't want her complaining no more, so I'ma just try to buckle down as much as I can and hope she might have an attitude that whole time.
Slick, bro.
Hey, yo. Damn, where the speaker go? Damn, yo. I'm just speaking my truth. I don't got nothing to do with the household. But I'm just saying.
Hey, yo, niggas really trying to come from my head top. What's
it's just,
going on?
It's damn, I just sparked the nerve. Hello. Shit, I can't even get the speaker and shit together.
But we're gonna talk about this after this.
But it's just real shit. You can be so in, like, even with the in love in a relationship, when you know your man trying to put his best foot forward and you know he trying to do certain things, it's like, yo, not cut him some slack, but understand, yo, we gonna get there.
But this the thing though. The thing behind it is there's different ways that, as a man, hate when people say that. Sorry. Let me run that back.
As a man, you feel me?
I hate when women say as a man, because as a man, we have no fucking idea. So I don't want to say that. What I do want to say is, as women, we feel like there's different ways that you can show up. Mm-hmm. There's different ways that you can compensate for the fact that
shit ain't where it is
or where it should be or where we want it to be. And we know that you're working toward that. However, we still need that love and affection.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So if the woman is there for the love.
That's what I'm saying.
I won't say that.
Because
if a woman is there for the money, she okay with you, I guess, ignoring her to get back right. Or mm-hmm. she gonna leave your ass to go to the next nigga who already got it.
Mm-hmm.
You got one or two options.
Mm-hmm.
However, the woman that's there for the love, you know what I'm saying? There's other ways that you can show your appreciation and show your love for her that isn't so cost efficient or cost inefficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Where you feel like now you taking away from what you gotta do to make her feel okay. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, that's where I'm coming from with this whole topic, where I'm saying, like, do you want to be used for the love or for the money? Because if you got a woman who understand your mindset and understand what it is that you're working towards, she's going to be in support of that if she's there for the love. However, she still needs that love, though.
Just don't want to be forgotten. And you,
thank you. She just don't want to be forgotten.
And some niggas, and some niggas, you feel me?
Where you learn that at?
Therapy, that was for you.
Please don't.
But I mean,
please don't.
In a state like that, it's like, you feel me? It's crazy because I hate the term, but I understand the term. Love isn't everything. And I be hating that in situations where a nigga is trying to get itself right. I'm still showing you affection, but something is missing. And I guess that's why I don't be understanding sometimes. It's like, a nigga can show you everything that he's willing to do for you, but it's still not enough.
I mean, so I want to say in that aspect,
because he's leaving because the love is still shown, but it's just like it's still not good enough. Like, why is love?
And so that kind of gets into like the gray area of things where I feel like, you know, at our big ages, like struggle of just not kind of like what people want to deal with. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like in our 30s and shit like that, we looking for stability. We looking for, you know, security, you know, and shit like that. So there is that gray area where it's like in the reality of mm-hmm. the sense, mm-hmm. a woman wants both.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And a man that really fuck with a bitch wants to give both.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not that a woman wanting both is a bad thing.
No, not they saying that at all.
But it's like, you know, it does come down to that as well, where it's like, I would like a man that can protect and provide, but I would also like a man to show the love, you know, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, however you slice your pie, whether it's 50-50, whether it's 80-20, where the nigga pay 100 and you show up how you show up, you know what I'm saying? Like, however that is, a man that cares for you wants to give you both of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, it's at our big ages, it's not always the case.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
And,
that, like,
and I guess you feel me, like that's a...
So you
gotta learn who you're dealing with type situation all over again.
You gotta learn who you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? You gotta see how a woman is willing to show up for you if times are hard. You know, because again, it comes down to both parties playing a part.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's definitely not one-sided. Like, if you fucking with a nigga for real, and you really there for the love, you know, you're not there just to eat, you know, hit his pockets or whatever the case may be. If times are hard, you know, there is grace that you give that man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And there is times where it's like, okay, well, I can hold shit down, or I could do this, or what, you know, however, again, you choose to show up, whatever mm-hmm. works for y'all.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But again, it comes down to knowing who it is that you fucking with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you might have a woman who was there for both, but money played the bigger part of it. So when the money ran out, mm-hmm. she ran out. Mm-hmm. No matter how much the love stayed there. You know what I'm saying? One of the listeners that commented actually said she's there for the money. She can grow to love you.
I saw that too.
And I actually said, you know, I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard people say that before. Like, shit, show me the security. We can work on the love part later.
See, that's
you know what I mean? And I feel like there are people that might can actually move in that way, or, you know, shit, who knows?
I could never be.
The way she explained it, I did understand from a woman's perspective. She basically said, you know, providing that security, you know, will give me a level of respect for you, which in return kind of turns into love.
Mm-hmm.
So I could kind of understand where she coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, me for real.
one of the comments.
If I walked in there because of your money, I don't think yeah. I would ever really gain that respect for you.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would ever really love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just kind of like that.
One of the comments says, biggest issue, we try to love people the way that we want to love them versus the way that they need it. And I can agree with that. I feel like...
Who the fuck said that?
Chris Garrison.
Talk your shit.
They are tricky situations.
Talk your shit, Chief.
It seemed like now in our 30s, I get it. Like, you can't have one without the other for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you maybe exhausted some things in some areas where now they not overlooking that no more.
Yeah.
And that's a hard pill to swallow when you feel me? Like, when you know that you're really trying, but you're trying the trying, it go back and forth, so it kind of messes up the love that a person once had for you, because some people think, oh, I thought you would have been past this part of your life, or I thought this would be something that eventually you'd be able to take control of and handle, but you still having an issue with it, and I love you,
but
I'm kind of here, and it's like, I respect everybody's growth, but at the same time, if you love a person, you grow with them, or you grow, y'all growing together. If that person hit a level, I'm working to get to that level, but don't leave me to feel like I got to get to that level by myself, in a sense. And
I definitely agree with you, but at the same time, you know, sometimes it is that growing apart thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could want so bad for that person to grow onto that level with you, but if it's taking them such an extended period of time, or you're watching them constantly try to do it, but they're constantly fucking it up for themselves, you know, because you got to be accountable at some point. Right. You know what I'm saying? I can speak to that from experience. You know what I'm saying? It's like you will hit a growth, and then you'll fuck it up, and you'll back it up. Then you'll hit a growth, you'll fuck it up, and then you'll back it up. You know what I'm saying? You just keep playing tango and shit. You going back and forth. Eventually, you do become unreliable to your partner. And no matter how much love that you have there, that shit can, at our big ages, you know, I keep saying that, you know, for the listeners that's in their 20s and shit like that, you know, y'all got some time to, like, maneuver how y'all maneuver. I've been there, done that, you know, and all of those good things. So I can understand why some of the younger girlies are cool with, you know, certain things. However, like I keep saying, at our big ages, you know, us 30 plus people, you gotta be realistic with that shit. If a person keeps showing you that they can't be dependent upon, you know, no matter how much you love them, it's gonna cause some type of strain. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the fucking reality of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, it goes back to the gray area of, realistically, a relationship that's going to work, or a partnership, however you choose to, you know, be partners, whether it's poly, whether it's open, whether it's whatever. Everybody going to have to bring both to the table.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not... What the fuck is going on?
He in the comments.
No, I'm not. The breaking news. This nigga Diddy has got out of here in Bermuda.
Diddy is where in Bermuda?
It says his flight took us, plane took us, a Diddy's private jet, Gulfstream, and then tail number departed from Van Nuys Airport. I guess it's in Cali. And allegedly landed at a remote airfield in Bermuda.
I sneak Diddy's on the run.
This nigga Diddy's on the run.
The diddler.
You interrupted a good ass motherfucking conversation. Motherfucker.
But yeah, man, I feel like
either way.
I just feel like, and me, that's why I say love. I give love because my shit is unconditional. And I kinda get in. I don't like the switch up. I don't like the change up. If we growing, you feel me, growing together. If one grow, I feel like if one grow, the other one should help the other grow when you're in a relationship. And that's why, I just don't believe in that growing apart shit. It's either you knew eventually this day would. I kind of feel like women some days know when that day gonna come, but they don't communicate it with a nigga that's giving love because they know how that nigga gonna react.
Knowing when that day was gonna come and knowing you was gonna actually be put in a predicament to prepare for that day to come is two different things.
Okay.
As a woman.
Okay.
Because I can speak from a woman. Hello.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know when the shift is gonna come. You know what I'm saying? Like, you. That shit slapped the shit out you. You know what I'm saying? And then you try, and then you try, and then you complain, and then you nag, and all the things that y'all say we do. You know, and then eventually, you know, it's the day y'all find out.
Yeah, I'm just big on communication. And I feel like...
It's the day y'all find out.
I feel like the way that...
But we did communicate. But we nag.
That's what y'all called it. I like the conversation. I like to converse. I like to have conversations. I'm definitely a nigga that you can have a conversation with. I know my reaction all the time don't be the best in certain situations, but it's conversing and getting through the situation. If you come to me and say, look, I'm not even gonna bullshit you, I'm feeling like I'm ready to get up out of here, that deserves a conversation. If you feeling like that and you got a partner, like, look, we need to sit down and have a conversation. These places not being met. I understand you got the love for me, I understand that's there, but how can we shift and get you, you feel me? How can we, some things, that's just me. Some things I just feel like deserve a conversation if you love somebody. Some people don't love a person that enough to have that conversation, I guess. I don't know. That's why I say this is a great topic because it can go a plethora of ways.
I don't know. I feel like
nagging and complaining just makes the situation.
But I don't feel like it's actually nagging and complaining. I feel like that's what y'all call it.
I don't call it that. I just know where.
If a bitch come to you multiple times like, bro, you're not taking me out. I'm just saying, like, okay. for example.
But I'm just saying that's what I be looking for. I don't be having that.
Like, so
it just be attitude. It just be upset. It don't. I lie to you not. I don't be in.
Oh well, I can't relate. That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna say something.
It be like
when I see something, I say something.
Nah, it be like you feel me. It be like leaving the hints out
what
there.
You
like
about?
If they speak on something and they just leave it dry, I can't read your mind. All I know is I be taking you out. I be doing those giving you affection when I can. I be doing this when I can, and when I'm giving it to you, you don't say nothing. But then if I bring something up, now all of a sudden you fighting me on what I'm saying, and all I'm simply saying is, you feel me, like, yo, I'm just trying to fix whatever the fuck the gray area is, because you not saying nothing, but I know it's something that need to be fixed here. That's why I say this.
Well, I can't speak for the woman because, again, like I said, when I see something, I say something. The ones that just sit there with an attitude and wait for a nigga to read their mind, I cannot relate to that.
I don't like that because it puts a man in an area where he feel like he got to do so fucking much.
So for me, it's like I said something.
I can't relate, unfortunately. I wish I could, because it'd be like...
This is me still saying something.
Because I feel like if those things be said...
That's the Virgo with me. I'm still saying something. I'm still going. Right now.
See, yeah, I don't... I get the shutdown. I get the... You know, I'm trying... How you feeling? I'm okay. I'm all right. But you not, though. Because
no.
when I look up, you on social media, shading shit.
Talking shit.
I'm feeling... Why the fuck you can't talk to me when I'm giving you the space and room, my opportunity to talk or say something? But
you know what I learned? Sometimes niggas not a safe space to land, but I'm not gonna shade you.
I'm very safe. When you come talk to me.
I'm not gonna shade
you. Come and talk to me.
Can niggas really talk to you?
Yes. I feel like
with
my unconditional love and the spaces that I have created.
Because you my brother. You know, we argue and shit.
We do.
You know, if I bring something to you, sometimes you'll put that chest up and you'll say that shit with the whole thing.
But my thing is...
And so I'm wondering...
But my thing is...
You know what I'm saying?
I'll say this. I watch what I say because I know what type of women... Well, the woman that I dealt with was very gentle. So... When I'm trying to converse with you and you just giving me a blank face or certain things is just laughable, offable, I'm going to feel some kind of way because it's like, yo, I'm coming to you in a genuine space trying to fix or repair what's going on and you not giving me a conversation. You just giving me silent treatment or I don't want to do this because it's going to lead to an argument. Let it lead to an argument because I'd rather you say it than me sitting here trying to figure out everything under the sun or what's wrong or what's going on and then... When you do get away from me now, all of a sudden you want to talk. But when you in my face or we on the topic, it don't be talked about. That's why I say, like, I don't leave with my pockets because unconditional love to me is I can talk to you through anything, whether I'm be mad, whether I'm be cursing, whether I'm going to be feeling like I can't do anything. But I know how to shut up too and listen. I know how to sit back and hear my woman. But if my woman not talking on these areas that... She can talk to everybody else on. Now I'm feeling like, oh, well, I got to do X, Y, and Z to make her talk and all this extra stuff.
You
got to
pull it out of her.
And that take away from the love that I'm giving because now it's like, yo, what this foundation we created, what am I? Yeah. I built a foundation for a reason, so it never be a not whatever.
I get know.
I don't know.
I get what you're saying, though.
It'd be like, yo, it'd be like a hit and miss. I don't have a problem arguing, but I know my argument is leading to a... I'm trying to get to a resolution. I'm not trying to sit here and keep arguing and be mad. I want to get this off my chest. And yes, it's not going to always be peachy and creamy. I need people to understand that, too. People argue. That shit's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But if you're listening, if you're paying attention, all that shit disappears. That shit will
That's why I say, diminish. Like, we have disagreements. We don't have arguments. You know what I'm saying? Like, because no matter how much we coming at each other, we still hear each other. You know what I'm saying? But it's, I feel like it's only few people that you can really have that type of rapport with. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't handle that.
Learning.
You know? You know, some people you gotta talk to like delicate flowers. And we're learning.
And that's not a problem either. That's not a problem.
But I will say, to wrap this topic up, I do feel like, fellas, as far as my advice to y'all, I would deal with the woman that's there for the love. Yeah. The woman that's there for the money, she gonna leave out when that shit dried out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just kind of what it's gonna be. You know what I'm saying?
That money gone, and you been out here, I can pay this, and I can do that. And then that money gone, so she's not picking up that phone how you thought. She's not trying to be up underneath you how you thought.
And that's why it's, I don't put myself in them shown, situations at all. It's been shown a plethora of times, okay? Like, there are so many women that show y'all how when the money run out, they run out. You know what I'm saying? They just gone with it. You feel me? Like, so... Again, my advice, Talks with Slick advice, is to motherfucking slide out with the woman that love you.
There you go.
You know what period I'm saying? Poo. Nuh-uh, not period poo. My sister just got here. Hey. My sister just got here. But yeah, let's we gotta move on to the goddamn. So the goddamn.
For the goddamn of the week.
Period. Okay, so goddamn. The goddamn of the week has to go to Future and Drake. It has to go to Future and Drake.
The bromance is over.
I am so, so disappointed. I'm so disappointed in how the hell this just shifted.
Yo, it's
like
it shifted over out of nowhere. Out of literally thin air.
Like, okay. Kendrick been like throwing shade for like a decade, right? Cool. J. Cole be in his J. Cole bag. Cool. But Future and Drake?
Yeah. That shit was random.
That shit is like absolutely blowing my mind. Like, I'm so confusion.
Because they was two outside niggas being two outside niggas and having a ball and living life. And what a time to be alive. And you feel me? Like,
and I wanted a what a time to be alive too. Hello?
You won't be getting that one.
Like, I really, really wanted that. So I'm confused, like, where this shade came from. They're saying it's because
of a stripper.
Somebody fucked somebody's bitch. Trash.
It should be so random because I don't even know who Shorty is, and now she, everybody knowing that.
Only because little chick on Twitter put her ass out there.
I feel like I'm at a loss for words, for real. Because it's like, yo, why would y'all really be letting a bitch come between y'all. Like, y'all industry motherfuckers all rotate the same bitches all the time. The
same skip clothes, y'all.
All the time.
Somebody pillow talk something.
Like, somebody, so it's like, yo, what, like, what is it that got y'all beefing over this bitch?
From Listen to Future album, it don't sound like it's a matter that them niggas dealing with the same female. It's a matter of
somebody
saying some other shit to a female while they was with her.
Oh, pillow talk.
And y'all, homies. It ain't like y'all niggas, like, right. You feel me? Like, right, just some niggas around way or whatever.
That's
just
not some out the norm type shit. Y'all getting some good pussy inside. Blah, 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 blah. So I can see it.
The niggas is crazy.
But the thing is, you feel me? Like, that's why I don't deal with women that deal with my homies or niggas that I particularly hang with.
We talking about Drake here, though. He fucked Lil Wayne, wanted Lil Wayne, bitch, why you locked up?
You making that face. The fuck
I'm about
the
to
truth?
Say, I don't, like, unfortunately.
You won't catch me talking to nobody that my niggas.
Unfortunately, Drake has a reputation for fucking niggas' bitches. I don't know. I can't say it's 100% fact, but I can say that I've heard that shit over a multitude of times.
But it should be, like, so crazy in the industry because all of them, they all be around. Like, everybody got the same person in their phones.
All of them.
So it's like, not to nobody's defense, but, like, do niggas know? Did niggas know? Like, it's that type of thing. Like, if niggas knew, then that's wild on them too. That's wild on whoever was doing the pillow talk. And if y'all both knew y'all was fucking the same chick. But if you feel me, but at the same time, like, I'm not.
I definitely think they knew.
There's. Money doesn't differentiate some shit. Because that whole scenario right there, I've literally seen it play out.
Several
times.
In, like,
lower tax brackets.
Yeah.
Because one thing about niggas, it's like, if you're a certain type of person, you hang within certain type of circles, there are only but so many quality, favorable females in that, or men, in that same circuit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you end up fucking over a couple people.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is when y'all are confiding in one another, and then, like, let's say Drake knew someone was fucking with, or the bitch was fucking with Future. Drake's now pillow talking with her about some shit he saw Future do in a space she would have never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
That's some everyday shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's some everyday shit. And he's a lover boy. He might not even left her, but he's a lover boy. He's like, I want all the bitches in his up.
Yeah. Fact.
Every bitch needs to love me.
Fact. That's definitely Drake. I'm so sorry. Love him. But that's definitely who Drake is.
But it's just wild that it had to be.
Baby, you deserve
them two. Them two of all people.
That's the wild part.
It's the fact that it's Future and Drake, and you never thought those two.
What a time to be alive, too.
That shit is.
Like, I wanted one.
Day, big day. That shit sitting right there. And the engineer that did all of the sound and fixing and tweaking probably mad right now.
Man.
I mean, he got paid, but having that on your resume would have been beautiful.
I wanted that shit so bad. I feel like it is totally unfair.
I just feel like it's just wild.
And it makes me feel
at their,
like,
big age, that if at their big age and Future being the oldest. And Future going about it like, you feel me, how Future would go about it too,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
That's what's making it a little, I ain't gonna say shaky for Drake, but you just got a nigga that plays in that type of field. Like, this is his playground.
Mm-hmm.
He like to embarrass niggas like that. So that's what just make the situation crazy, because what's next?
I just want to be clear and say that as much as I love Future, I am definitely going to be team Drake and J. Cole.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely on the, like I said before, man.
I do want to be clear. I'm choosing sides.
Cole is loading up the clips, and Drake is shining the gun. Something going to come from this off of an album. Them two might, they fuck around and put What a Time Part 2 out on their own.
Oh my God, that shit would be sad.
Because
so
if you look at the album, if you look at the album track list,
that shit was sad.
From Drake's Drink with 21, all Future did was play off of the track list. When you get a chance, if y'all get a chance, look at Drake's last album And then look at the track list for Future. Future is playing with you and like in your face. So that's why my man Drake said what he said last night. You feel me? He don't care. What's you feel I'm me? I've got 10 toes down, my head straight, my back straight, 10 toes down. And can't none of these niggas fuck with me. Because like I told you before, everybody that's coming at Drake right now, number one song has Drake on them. So
that's the part that I said though. Like that's everybody that got some their number, like their biggest hit is with Drake. Like so. Even
Kendrick's number one song is the joint with the Janet sample on there. And Drake on there rapping with a cold. And it's still, in 2024, Kendrick's biggest song.
Yo, I'm telling you, this shit is fucking nuts. This shit
Rick
is
Ross,
nuts.
What's the song? I'm smoking purple flowers. That Drake, I'm getting so gone. No, is that, I ain't done it, or is it I was 16? It's one of, what's the song?
That's your young man.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. That's Rick Ross' biggest song. That's Rick Ross' biggest song. You feel me? Future's biggest project to date, other than Monster, is What a Time. So, I don't know. We'll see. Listen. Cole ain't said nothing. So, I know what Cole up to.
Oh, I can't wait.
That's the thing. Cole sitting back like, yo, I don't do nothing but show you niggas love.
I can't wait to see.
Kendrick, I don't do nothing. Show you love, my business. Yo. And you just come out.
I be minding my business. Cole be minding his business, trying to stay out the way.
Yeah, man. Cole, but the hardest line on the Kendrick diss was when he was referring to J. Cole talking about walking around carrying a stick like 3,000. You feel me? That was your hardest. That was the hardest bar in because you was like, you're not Andre. You feel me? You don't carry this stick. You feel me? Like, he just, that was hard.
This shit.
But it's just going to get, it's about to get wicked out of here.
Wicked. This shit right out of. All right, we're going to slide on to these quickies.
We got for the quickies.
Well, we got a few things. Well, we might as well just get this shit out the way now. Diddy's house is being raided currently.
In real time. That shit started at what time? Like 4?
Like
when I sent it to you about 4 o'clock.
Nigga.
The sexual cases. Look at that.
They got Chris and Justin
outside
handcuffs.
Of handcuffs.
And the dealer left the ace.
Chris and who?
Justin.
He reported that they in Bermuda right now.
He made shit land in Bermuda.
You know he
here.
Knew about this. Stuff.
Yo, somebody gave him the heads up.
Yeah,
you ain't tell your kid.
Yo, sitting there, they looking baffled, confused.
Is y'all really guilty? Oh, no, nigga, I'm out.
Nigga said, listen, I'm gonna give y'all the number. To the back phone.
I don't understand.
And y'all don't know nothing.
I don't understand.
Like, it's just, that whole situation is just wild. It's like, Diddy, you slowly but surely telling niggas that you did something. Because you just in Bermuda.
Like, what? While Homeland Security is raiding your shit?
While they're raiding.
Oh,
everything.
That's what HLS is. HLS. I'm like, what the fuck is HLS? Homeland Security. On that ass
right now, man.
Or his
ain't playing
ass.
No games.
Okay, they is not playing with the diddler.
Diddler might be like Nino Brown. Just be listen, bigger than Nino Brown.
We're gonna.
They said it's no clear evidence that he is on the plane, but the plane has landed in the Caribbean islands.
They just flew a plane out there and blown him. Just take
this plane over here. I'm gonna just sit in the cockpit.
I'm gonna take the railroads.
I'm gonna take the railroads. It's crazy. We gonna, you know,
keep y'all posted.
Cause we all here like that's how we looking right now. It's confusing,
yo,
y'all.
This shit is nuts.
It's wild. It, like, yo, it's really like it all. It's the R. Kelly effect all over again.
Man, listen.
That was the bottom level.
Yo, he got the money to just disappear like this.
Shit is what he called Russell.
He called Russell somewhere.
This shit is wicked.
And said, how do I get out of here?
I do want to say, I ended it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Dead. Period.
I fuck a heart attack. I'm dead.
You should probably tell him what the plan is, bro.
I tell him when I feel like it.
I'm dead. Go ahead, what's next?
Alright, bet. Meg and Big Glow going on tour.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm excited about this. I think it's gonna be a good tour.
And they doing arenas.
Yeah.
Oh, they got arenas?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope.
So this is gonna be big for Glow. Like, this is gonna be real big for her. I'm super like happy and excited for her that she's going
on a major tour.
Yeah, she's gonna be able to experience. I think Meg gonna kill her shit per usual.
I think it's gonna be a dope tour. Because I don't like all this ratchet, that hot girl music.
Oh my god,
it's dope. It's dope because it actually is two rappers female rappers that actually are worth spending y'all money on. That's why I fuck with it. Like, it's worth y'all money. Y'all ain't about to get no bad show because they features. They got good features. So it's like, it's going to be a good tour. Whatever city they go to, they can bring certain people out.
I'm about to say they're definitely coming here.
Big Glow.
I think they're coming here the
28th. Big Glow just about to be out here living.
I think the 23rd or the 28th.
I think that's dope for her, though, because I feel like that single she put out with Favio, it didn't hit how she wanted it to. So yeah, this is not necessarily a redeem, but it's giving her that audience now to really, for one, cross over how she really wants to.
Yeah.
And gain that pop, that rap, that, like, it's definitely a crossover tour for her. I don't care what nobody say. It's not no in the clubs, it's not no blow, you feel me, little shindig. This is a crossover tour. When you do arenas, you're crossing over.
Yep.
So it's definitely a good look for her.
We'll see
what she do, because it's definitely a good look for her.
I definitely fuck with that. But yeah, I'm excited for this shit. I can't wait to see it.
What we got next?
In other music news, Beyonce Cowboy Carter is set to drop this Friday. Not the cow.
You said cowboy, cow, Texas, you feel me? That's the cow, you feel me? I ain't had no horse.
I'm fucking screaming.
I don't got no horse. Oh. There you go.
Please go to hell.
Had to find something that was related to it.
She played it on me.
I'm fucking dead, huh?
I'm dead.
I heard it at the last minute.
Should have played it on me. I mean, they both from Texas. It's a Texas thing.
He's a piece of shit. yes, Cowboy Carter is coming out this Friday, March the 29th. Okay, I'm ready to hear that. She dropped a whole statement that said this isn't a country album. This is a Beyonce album. I'm not sure where that energy came from, because I could have sworn this was a country album.
Okay, Michelle.
Beehive, don't kill me.
I'm not trying to be shady,
but she said
she let it be known it is.
At first.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was first.
It was a country album.
Country Carter? Is that just
Cowboy Carter?
Listen, I thought it was country. I wasn't even mad at it. But I think I don't know. I ain't gonna say this because it's Beyonce, so I don't think she really give a damn about the K Michelle shit. But I think at the same token, she don't. If K Michelle drops something country wise, I guess she kind of want her to have that space to have it.
Really? You don't have to care that much? If anything, I would see her being able to let her ride on her horse.
The thing is, I thought that was going to happen. But you feel me? When K Michelle, when Beyonce first mentioned it, and then K Michelle just put out a song and just stood in the video and just let the song play. I don't know. I really thought, you feel me, like it was going to be a connection there with that shit.
K Michelle has forever been shady. And if Beyonce had hit her, like, K Michelle in her mind respect to all the King Michellians.
And that King Michellians.
I didn't even know they had a follow when that was called that.
But somewhere in her mind, she feels like she should have been clued in on this new venture.
I mean, it's not necessarily.
I don't think Beyonce's recognizing that piece. I think what she is recognizing is the backlash that she has gotten from the traditional country community. Mm-hmm. However, if you listen to country music, you hear like the different bass drops. Like it kind of gives like a little bit of hip hop influence with it. But she wasn't hearing back from those people. She was hearing back from the Martina McBrides, the Faith Hills, like those type of bands, like old school country. Mm-hmm. And that may have made her be, because essentially those are more her peers than, like there's an artist named Tanner Adele who's fire.
I know who you're talking about.
Even in one of her songs, she's like, I'm the country Beyonce. Mm-hmm. I'm Beyonce with the lasso. Beyonce with the lasso. So it's like,
the country music definitely has changed.
It's changed, but I think her, Beyonce's ear may only be in traditional country.
Yeah.
And the response that she got, at least from Texas Hold'em, because 16 Carriages goes up.
That's my shit.
Hello? But Texas Hold'em was like...
And I like Texas Hold'em too, but... She geared that towards
traditional country.
Yeah.
They weren't fucking with it the way I think she assumed they were going to fuck with it. Mm-hmm. And so...
Now she's diverting.
They have made a different move, but it's like, no, bitch. Stay in 10 toes.
Mm-hmm.
Respectfully.
Respectfully, behind. Y'all gotta see, you feel me?
She be out here.
Please don't come for us, okay? Let's just move on while we can. Ray J, in word vomit behavior that he always has,
always
says premature, made a comment on Monica's live about Brandy and Monica doing a tour. Monica said, motherfucker, ain't a contract been written up. I don't know nothing about nothing.
Ain't nobody said nothing
to me about nothing. You putting that shit out there, got the fans all excited for something that could possibly not happen. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't happen, now it's going to look like she's the bad guy, which she is always the bad guy when it comes to...
with the Brandy and Monica situation.
The whole Brandy and Monica shit. Ray J did turn around and apologize, so definitely. I commend him for that. You know, but it's like, Ray J, please just shut the fuck up sometimes.
Ray J, the little brother, they get overexcited once he get an idea, because the idea is great. The idea is amazing. But it's just like he always
Ray J, you make way too much money to still be like so excited about like things. Like just calm the fuck down sometimes.
But he really is like he really brandy little brother.
And he is going to act like that forever. Like my nigga, please.
But it wasn't a bad idea. The tour,
it would be a great idea, but it
always do make Monica feel like she the bad person.
Yes, and she don't want to do it.
She don't speak on Brandy, and you never know how. And it's not to say we need to know their business, but I really don't think she has a malice around Brandy. I think she just know that when Brandy and her name get spoken up with each other, it always leads to something that it really ain't. And
something else.
That's why she had you made Monica give Brandy flowers that she was forced to. I ain't gonna say forced to give, but you made her have to acknowledge something that really wasn't on her radar.
Right. Right.
So it's kind of messed up for real. Right. I mean, and like you said, Ray J did apologize, which I do appreciate the new grown Ray J, because yo did feel bad. I can tell in his apology, felt bad, because I think he do understand when you bring their two names together, you're opening up old stuff, old wounds. Mm-hmm. Even when they show clips of them being on stage and them having little altercations, people go find them, which is real quick.
Yeah.
I ain't even know Monica put Brandy in the headlock getting off stage after performing a song together. You didn't even know that.
I did not.
Somebody clip was on Twitter.
I knew
that during the Boy Is Mine shit, they got into it before performing, and Monica was mad, and Brandy was mad on stage, and when they got off,
was really hurt.
I was about
and
to
when
say,
they got off stage, Monica did one of these.
The rumor has always been that they never really get down with each other like that.
It's because and it's always because
people
of the,
have always just
it's the Whitney Houston thing.
They came out in, you know, that same type of mm-hmm. you know time frame, that same era,
and Whitney Houston claimed both of them.
You know what I'm saying? And so people have always put one against the other in a sense, and it's kind of actually affected them in real life. That's been something that's been talked about.
We didn't even
before.
Know that. Like I said, I didn't know that. Their situation was as real as it really was. Mm-hmm. I just thought, you feel me, like, oh, that's just some, I'm closer to Whitney and Whitney like me more. No, Whitney like me more type shit, when all reality got to do with that. But in reality, they may not have really liked each other. Shit, hell, today, they may really not like each other. And you made Monica have to speak on something
that she wasn't trying to speak on. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to save face. And that same face comments, them shits be eating your ass up. Yeah. I'm sorry, C. Monica, because I know how that shit feel. But yeah, Ray J, just shut the fuck up. The Quiet on the Set Doc. We can talk about that a little bit. That shit was kind of wicked. Hey.
Wicked. Wiki, 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 wiki.
Because I feel like I aged out of Nickelodeon when they're starting to, like, show certain clips. It was mm-hmm. like some boy with like a prosthetic nose and some
Yo, the crazy part is, I remember, so I was watching Drake and Josh. I ain't gonna front. Mm-hmm. Just for some weird reason, I don't even know. I think going in high school, going into college.
You also have a younger sibling.
Yeah, I do. And that's why. And you feel me? So I think like it came from that. So I was like, damn, it's a dope show. You feel me? Like,
yeah.
But to hear that your father was like, yo, I'm seeing this shit. I do not want show around. Like, yo, look.
My kid. Like,
don't do that. And they got him out of there and put his mother in charge. And the thing he told his wife, ex-wife, whatever they was being, don't let that man be around Josh
that was your one fucking
your one
request,
thing to do.
Yo.
I don't care about nothing else.
That was your one.
You can get how much money you want to do. You can take me out the money equation.
That was on What We Sell?
I watched it.
Some more?
Yeah.
But he straight slammed, was like, yo, do not leave this man around Drake. And soon as they got the fall out the picture,
bam.
Man.
Some whole other shit. You feel me? Like
sending this nigga to his house.
Spending the night.
Like, all kinds of shit.
Like, really telling Drake, I'm not coming back to get you tonight. You with Brian. You good.
And then when he's saying that he don't want to go over there, it's still like, oh.
No, you're good.
Like, yo, that shit is just.
And the sad part about it had to take him to go be with his girlfriend and their parents for him to finally mm-hmm. like, look, this is what's going on mm-hmm. when I go to his house. I'm not telling my parents. I'm telling this girl that I'm dating. And
because
her
parents. Because the man is fucking calling his phone.
Blew his phone up.
Like a bitch. Like.
Blowing his phone up, sending
like,
text messages.
You know how a crazy bitch will blow your phone up when you're not answering for real? Like, that's
all,
how this 40-some year old man is calling this 15, 16 year old boy.
And when he finally picked
up. Like, hello?
When he finally picked up, he was like,
he calling the girlfriend house, he's saying.
Yeah, and the parents was like, and that's what triggered the parents, because they was like, yo, it's no way in the world no grown man is calling him like this. Like, what's going, when they finally got him to pick up, he had him on speakerphone, and they was, he didn't have him on speakerphone, he was talking to him. Normal, like, oh, hey, I'm just chilling with some friends, forgot, ha, ha, ha.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he was like, you know what? The girlfriend parents helped him go ahead and just be like, you know, get the FBI in this, wired my man up. And he said when he got him in a room and was like, just ask him something, he just started confessing everything. Like, yeah, like Drake got up there and was like, yeah, I was asleep one night and I woke up and he
was just gay.
So all of the Nickelodeon stars, none of
but
them that was
like,
on the
show. It's like even crazier shit. You know what I'm saying?
Now he couldn't
it's
even
like,
talk about
I don't,
it.
I don't want to, like, subject the listeners to that if that's not something that they want to hear. So if it is something that you would like to know, definitely check that shit out.
But a lot of more Nickelodeon did not know. Like, they didn't know until...
It makes sense, though, but, because people would always... Like, I never watched Ariana Grande on Nickelodeon. Mm, never seen her. But then, when you see her now, I remember people saying she looked more mature on the show that she was on.
Yeah.
As opposed to how she presents herself now.
Because now she looks super, like... It's girls. Like, little girl.
It's girls on the show telling how... They didn't realize how they were being portrayed until they got older. It was like, why is this grown man trying to make me a sex symbol to 12 and 13 year olds?
Yeah.
Then this girl's in there like, yo, with, I was like, doing shit, a show. Like,
squirting on their face.
Yeah, like, Amanda Bynes.
Like a potato scene.
Yeah, when she's on the... Yeah. Yeah. When Amanda... They got... And listen, to bring Diddy into the play, it's an episode of all that. Once we stopped watching, once we got old enough...
That's what I'm saying.
They got the one boy laying on the ground and they pouring white stuff on him. And who they go to get advice from to wake him up is Diddy.
The
I wish it was R. Kelly, because then it would have just kind of...
Shit. Awkward.
But then it was like, why would all that have... What they have... They say, why would they have Drew Hill on there singing Tell Me What You Want, how they normally would perform it? To 14 and 15 year old girls. Like, that's how Yo was getting them. Like, he was just like, oh, I'm gonna bring everybody's favorite artists, but I'm gonna get them to do what they normally would do to adults.
Yeah.
On all
on
that.
On a kid's show, though.
Like, and now niggas is like, yo, well, the guy that, what's the one? Not the guy that got caught, but the whole creator of all of these shows.
Dan Schneider.
They saying, how was Kenan and Kel relationship? Because
they didn't bring them up.
They was on the he was on their episodes and everything. He was their show creator and all that. And then when it came to give him some award, Kel was there. So it's like, a lot of them got a lot of stories, but the ones that was on the show, when they was like...
I feel like Kel got diddled.
The producer, I think so too. The producers,
not so much,
the producers, the Kel producers, what was it? The producers came... when they did this show, they told the ones that came back to do Quiet on the Set, they came in, they was like, yeah, somebody actually got... was, you know, a situation happened with them, and none of them knew it was Drake. They didn't know, and they all, like...
Wasn't Josh? I'll tell you that goddamn
much. Josh out here,
fat boy.
I don't like how he played it off you, but apparently they had a conversation.
I'm about to
too,
say him and Drake had a conversation, so we're not going.
It's just crazy that our childhood
talked about that shit.
The things from our childhood, because niggas was like, yo, this is only Nickelodeon. Imagine the Disney Channel.
Yo,
we didn't get Disney got yet.
I don't mean no harm. I do not think we're gonna get a Disney
Doc. I think they're gonna do everything they can.
Disney is going to pay that motherfucking money.
They own everything.
And I promise y'all, and I have an example of how I know that I can only tell y'all once we get off the motherfucking live.
Yeah, they gonna spend that.
But
cash.
Baby, Disney is going to pay that motherfucking money because they don't want no press.
Yes, sir.
None.
Yes, sir.
Whatsoever.
They definitely.
And we gonna wrap the show up right there. Okay, that was episode 136 of Tussle Slick. Okay, we gonna pull up next week.
We'll have a topic. We'll have
a topic. 137. Okay. So yeah, the audio for this shit, you know, we gonna make sure that shit is uploaded by Wednesday. The actual footage for YouTube is gonna be up by Friday. So now we got Lassist down.
Yeah, we got y'all.
We got Lassist down.
Coming in hot.
Going together. Okay. So we should go. Keep it locked in with us or whatever the case may be and shit, cause you know we don't give up or whatever. Bro, tell the people where they can find you.
You can follow me on Rello 1489 on just about everything.
Period. And if you is new to the channel, you are you can follow me on all social media as Slick C, and please put some respect on my C. It's a C-I-E, not Jeff the letter, and that's where I be. We'll catch y'all next week. Peace out.
Hey.